Backers of the beaten presidential candidate Mir Hussein Mousavi will decide today whether to defy a stern warning by Iran's top authority and stage mass protests over a disputed election. Iran's top legislative body today holds an extraordinary session to which it has invited Mousavi and the two other candidates who lost against President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in the June 12th election, which Mousavi wants annulled. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khomeini demanded an end to the rallies yesterday, issuing a strong warning to leaders of the street protests that they will be responsible for any bloodshed. Meanwhile, in Switzerland, Iranian Nobel Peace Laureate Shirin Ebadi said Iran should hold a new election observed by international monitors, adding that more than 500 people have been arrested since the balloting. Reporters Without Borders spokesperson Sozik Dalit said the situation is worrying.
I have to say that what's going on in Iran now is really, really worrying. Iran is now the second prison for journalists in the world after China. And China got 31 detainees, journalists detained. That's now the number is really, really, the figure is important. The last information that we have now, 30 journalists detained in Iran. 18 of them were arrested after the date of the election. Journalists is one part of the civil society, so we have no idea of how many civilians, Iranians, have been arrested. And